Do you recognize temptation? Hi, I'm Chuck Bentley with My Money Life from Crown. Jesus, the creator of heaven and earth, humbled himself by taking the very nature of a servant. In one of the most important negotiations of all time, he was offered the riches of the world. Luke chapter 4 describes Jesus being tempted in the wilderness. The devil led him up to a high place and showed him in an instant all the kingdoms of the world. And he said to him, "I will give you all their authority and splendor. It has been given to me, and I can give it to anyone I want to. If you worship me, it will all be yours." Jesus answered, "It is written, 'Worship the Lord your God and serve him only.'" Did you know that Satan negotiates with us daily? He desires to distract us with the kingdoms of the world so that we're ineffective stewards for Christ. The Bible expresses this battle in 1 John 2. "Stop loving this evil world and all that it offers you. For when you love these things, you show that you don't really love God. For all these worldly things, these evil desires, the craze for sex, the ambition to buy everything that appeals to you, and the pride that comes from wealth and importance, these are not from God. They are from this evil world itself. And this world is fading away, and these evil, forbidden things will go with it. But whoever keeps doing the will of God will live forever." Giving in to the temptation to find our identity in worldly possessions is a trap leading to emptiness. You're a beloved child of God. Rejoice that we have been given an abundant life in Christ. And if you're suffering with excessive credit card debt, let Christian credit counselors help. They'll create a debt management plan specifically for you. For more information, visit online at crown.org/CCC.